Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Carla Akers, and she is the Tobacco Prevention and Care for Yourself Coordinator. Good morning to you, Carla.
Good morning.
Carla, it's red dress time. I love red dress time.
I do too. Yeah. It's fun, isn't it?
Yes. You know, we have to put a little fun in all this serious stuff. And it used to be, well, maybe still is, the woman's little black dress was essential. But we're sort of moved to that little red dress is pretty essential too.
Well, the red dress is so visual, more so than just a normal black dress, because red is a little bit brighter and kind of calls your attention to something.
That's right. So I'm not sure how many years ago somebody came up with this idea that a red dress could really symbolize women's heart health.
Yeah, the American Heart Association has been using the red symbol of the red dress for quite some time, and I'm sure you've noticed on Coca-Cola cans and a lot of other products in the grocery store, they've got that little symbol of the little red dress.
Mm-hmm. And I do notice every once in a while, I haven't like just recently, I mean, because I'm not looking, but a lot of the celebrities and so on, women celebrities, are really picking out these great designer red dresses to really promote it too. And all that helps.
It does, yeah. And I think the thing that we all relate red to is the heart.
Yeah, well, let's hope.
Let's hope.
Okay. Well, you know, for years and years, we were really concerned about men's heart attacks, and we still are. But somehow we sort of missed out that many women had heart attacks, and it was a real surprise.
Well, the roles have changed for women. Men used to really be the main breadwinners and had a lot more stress in their life. And women have taken on that role quite a bit in our society. And overall, I think we all live probably not as healthy as we should, which is a big contributing factor to women and heart disease.
Mm-hmm. And going along with that, I think over the years, a lot more women started smoking. And that's very interrelated to all of this.
Yes. A lot of people don't realize that tobacco use is definitely a heart attack waiting to happen. We all relate tobacco use with cancer, but it really is a major factor in heart disease.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to talk about where we can find the red dress. But before we do that, let's talk a little more about those symptoms that women may have if you know, there may be a heart attack here in the waiting. What are some of the symptoms, and especially with those that are different than men's?
Yeah, a lot of time you relate a heart attack to a sharp pain in the chest. Well, the women's symptoms can be pain somewhere in their arm, their jaw, their back, their neck. There's still that heaviness of the chest, but it's not a stabbing pain. It's more like something's landed on your chest and you can't get it off. It's a weighty feeling. And then nauseousness, kind of an upset stomach, dizziness, lightheadedness, those kind of things.
And that's so frustrating because those are the same symptoms for so many other things. You know, flu season comes around, and hey, that's a lot of symptoms of the flu.
It is. What we try to point out to women is this is different than you've ever experienced before, and it comes on suddenly. It's not a gradual thing. It's more sudden. Also, the hot flashes or a sweatiness. And see, women experience those hot flashes too, but it's different because you're sweaty, but you're cold.
Okay, so pay attention to those changes that are unique, something you haven't felt before. Yeah. What are the ages of women having heart attacks? I mean, I know some are very young, but sort of across the averages?
Yeah, really the age is probably 40 and above. More strokes in the older ages, in the 60s and 70s. But you're right, there is no respecter of age. There's some very young women on the website for the American Heart Association that have shared their story with the Go Red for Women program, and they're very young, 20s mm-hmm. and 30s.
Oh, really, really scary. But we just need to be aware of all those things. And mentioning the website, what's the address? What do we just look up?
Well, there's a couple of really good ones that I want to mention. Of course, the American Heart Association's website is goredforwomen.com. And then there's another site through the American Heart Association that's an excellent program where you can work through your own heart health. And it's called www.millionhearts.hhs.gov. I know that's kind of a hard one, but I think if you Googled Million Hearts, you would get there.
Okay, definitely. Million Hearts. Why Million Hearts?
Well, Iowa has made a declaration that they want to be the healthiest state in the next 5 years. So along with that, through the American Heart Association, there's going to be a proclamation signed Friday, February 3rd by the governor that they would like to prevent 1 million heart attacks over the next 5 years.
And that's in Iowa?
Yes.
So you think a million heart attacks in Iowa? You know, I think that number is huge compared to what most of us would guess.
Yeah, it is, really. We don't even comprehend it because we don't have news alerts that so many people within your community have had a heart attack. We have news alerts about car accidents or natural disasters going through, but much like tobacco use, we don't publicize those kind of things. So
right.
We're not all that aware of it.
Right. And I think even compared to cancer, not that we want to select one over the other, but somehow it seems like we're more aware when people have cancer and getting treatment for cancer than maybe when they have a heart attack.
Well, the one thing we need to remember about a heart attack and heart disease, it's a silent killer. We don't always have a lot of signs and symptoms and warning signs that we have heart disease. Unless we maybe have a history of it in our family, then we are more aware of it. But you hear about high school students that fall down at a football game or a basketball game and suddenly have a heart attack. So it's not something that we get a lot of pre-warning about.
Mm-hmm.
It's an everyday lifestyle that we really do need to live for prevention.
And, of course, this is one of the messages that you want to get out during the Sisterhood of the Red Dresses. And so tell us how that's all going.
Well, it's worked out really awesome because I really did start the Red Dresses traveling about 4 years ago. And it was, of course, with my tobacco prevention job and the heart disease message. But then when I've taken over the Care for Yourself program, we actually do provide screenings for uninsured, low-income women to have their cholesterol levels checked, and also the female screenings, all free of charge. So when the CDC and the Iowa Department of Public Health went together to get this message out, I was right on top of it. I volunteered to do it and add that message of preventing a million heart attacks in the next year by traveling with my red dresses this year.
And where are the red dresses going to be?
Oh, goodness.
Lots of places in the community, right?
Well, not so much in the community. I do cover 4 counties, so I have to kind of spread my time up. But I've already done a couple of things here in Atlantic. But in February, I will be going to be at Cass County Memorial Hospital is having a heart awareness health fair on Thursday, February 23rd from 5:30 to 7:30. So that's one place that they'll definitely be able to see the red dresses. And I believe that's just in the atrium of the hospital.
Okay. And they get to talk to you.
And they get to talk to me. Yes.
And I think, you know, those red dresses should be a great reminder to us that we need to be more aware. But then we do need to get more information. You gave us a couple of great websites here. Let's talk just a little more about the Care for Yourself program.
Well, the Care for Yourself program has been around for a while, but it's kind of a really good secret, I think. The best kept secret in the county. We do provide services for women to be able to get their clinical breast exams, pap smears, and mammograms. And there is an income guideline, but it follows the national low income average. So it's pretty generous. We just want to be able to help women that don't have insurance or have high deductible insurance or maybe an insurance that doesn't cover these prevention measures. And we want to serve those women and get them their screenings because it's so important for early detection. And we also have a project going with Jenny Edmondson, and we will be offering some free mammograms through the Coleman Foundation, a grant that they've offered. So be watching for that, because I'm just on the brink of making the big announcement of offering those mammograms for free.
And so will that broaden the number, the range, the age, or is there any age?
There is. Actually, our program's from age 40 to 64. We do service women under 40 if they have a health condition, a breast lump, or they've, you know, had a bad screening. So we do offer services to them, but our general age is 40 to 64. Now, this time of year, we've used a lot of our slots, so we've limited our age to 50 to 64. But those Coleman services will open up a broader range for us to go back down into the younger ages.
So if we want to know more about women's heart health, if we want to know more about the tobacco prevention, if we want to know more about care for yourself, how can we get a hold of you, Carla?
Well, if you can't, if you're not good about remembering a phone number, you can call Cass County Home Care, or my direct number is 712-243-7443.
7443. Okay. Otherwise, just look up home health care and they'll get to you.
Absolutely.
Okay. We want to thank you very much, Carl Akers, for coming in this morning to visit with us about this. And until next time, here is a thought related to aging. Eventually, you will reach a point when you stop lying about your age and start bragging about it.